Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, April 14th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. Featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, 10 yearling bulls, 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred heifers, and 10 spring pairs. For more information and a sale book, call Cindy Wayman, 918-244-8430. That's 918-244-8430. Choctaw County Land and Cattle Company Bull and Female Sale, 1 o'clock. Saturday, April 14th.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 19th through the 21st at the Bennett Event Center at Oklahoma State Fair Park. More than 350 exhibitors will feature the latest technology for farm and ranch. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Enjoy daily music performances by Rusty Ryerson and test drive and enter to win a new zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel joining us today. And Daryl, it seems like this cattle market's kind of in a funk right now.
There's no doubt about it. Right now, the biggest trade impact you can clearly identify is just the uncertainty surrounding the situation, and I guess you could say the escalating uncertainty given what has happened recently. So, it's more the fear of the unknown right now that is the problem. It remains to be seen just how bad the unknown is. And when you add that to, the fact that we're at a time of year seasonally for fed cattle markets and for these lightweight calves, when we kind of expect to seasonal peak. The combination of those things is clearly putting some pressure on these markets.
Daryl, I think some of our cattle producers, after seeing cattle prices slip the last few weeks, wondering where is the bottom?
Well, I think that's right. And one of the things that's happened over the last several months, we have, we've talked about large placements in feedlots. And when you look at kind of the weight breakdowns with earlier placements being of lighter weight cattle and the more recent placements a bit more average to heavier weight cattle, it kind of implies that we have bunched these cattle up a little bit. We know seasonally going forward that as we get through April into May and June, we approach the seasonal peak in cattle slaughter. So we know we're going to have seasonally large supplies of cattle coming out, and we may have even enhanced that a little bit with this sort of change in timing on placements the last few months. So there's a fair amount of concern in the market from the supply side. And the real question continues to be, as it has been for several months, then will demand be there to take up that slack? And so we're still watching closely domestic demand as well as, of course, this international picture, which is an important component of that demand.
Daryl, as you take a look at the wholesale box beef trade of recent days as well as other signals, what are you seeing when you start looking at domestic beef demand?
Well, if you look at the last, for example, retail price numbers that we had, they're still very strong. I look at one of the things I look at is retail beef prices relative to retail pork and poultry prices, and those have remained quite strong. Now, they're always a little bit delayed. We're looking a month behind. But at this point, there's no real indication that we've seen any significant changes in domestic demand from that standpoint.
Daryl, seems like we've had a fair amount of volatility with our cattle futures. Seeing anything that is really sticking out and catching your attention from that aspect of the market?
Well, I think there's several things going on with the futures. All of the stuff we've talked about that applies to fundamental markets is part of that picture. And then, of course, futures often also brings in, outside money and what those traders are thinking and doing and so on. And again, the general trade uncertainty, sort of international uncertainty has been a negative factor on markets in general. Cattle markets, both live and feeder cattle markets for several months have enjoyed a very long, strong push from the long side with outside money. And some of that money is just moving out a little bit. So that contributed to weakness in the face of some of these concerns we've talked about. So that said, there's a pretty good argument that we probably went too far. That often happens, particularly in futures markets. So we may see some stabilization of these prices and pull back a little bit to a more stable but somewhat lower level than we were just 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Cattle market watcher Daryl Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.